أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه لعلهم يرجعون بل متعت هؤلاء وآباءهم حتى جاءهم الحق ورسول مبين ولما جاءهم الحق قالوا هذا سحر وإنا به كافرون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about how unappreciative man is by committing kufr, ascribing partners to Allah, ascribing offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the reasons that the Quraysh of Makkah had given was Inna wajadana aba'ana ala umma wa inna ala atharihim muhtadun. We had found our forefathers on this path. They had been ascribing partners to Allah. They had been attributing offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because they have been doing it, that is proof enough and it is good enough for us to also continue. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The Quraysh of Makkah were also very proud that they were the offspring of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He was their forefather. He was an icon in their eyes, a person whom they would love to follow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very, very unique manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that if following forefathers was some kind of precedent for any individual, it was some kind of way forward for anyone, it was proof enough, then what was the reality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? Wa idh qala Ibrahimu li abi. And remember when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said to his father Azar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this in many other ayat of the Quran Kareem, but here very briefly, his father was not only an idolater, but he was a manufacturer of idols. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said to his father, wa qawmihi, and his people that were sinking in idol worship, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. Certainly, I have absolutely nothing to do with you and what you worship. In other words, I totally acquit myself. I totally dissolve myself, absolve myself, separate myself from whatever you worship. So, if you follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, O people of Makkah, you are proud to be his offspring. You are proud to say that you follow his deen and his way of life, then also follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in this matter also, that he did not follow his forefathers when it came to the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to the truth. He had absolved himself of the worship of whatever they worship, in other words, all the idols. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. Except that being who had created me, that being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had created me, and certainly he will guide me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me along towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dawah to his father and to his people has been narrated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to show the people of Makkah Mukarramah that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a very central figure, a focal point in your life, but yet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam moved away from the ideology of worshipping whatever his forefathers had worshipped. More than that, وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left a lasting word amongst his progeny, amongst his children. He left a very, very important and a lasting word for them so that they may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was that lasting word? Was the kalima la ilaha illallah, that there is no God, There is no object of worship. There is no deity. There is absolutely no power, no might but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat actually narrates Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's words to his children in the Quran Kareem. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Not only Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to Tawheed, on their beds, on their deathbeds, the last moments of their lives, they had given this wasiyat of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this gives you the second reason now to follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because if you say you are from the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you are the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then he has left you with this lasting wasiyat, this lasting advice till the day of Qiyamah, that remain steadfast on Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, بَلْ مَتَّعْتُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ. Allah says, nay, the truth and the reality is this, that we had granted them benefit, we had granted them material things, they and their forefathers in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained them, Allah had granted them life, Allah had granted them all their needs and necessities, whatever the requirements were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted it. Hatta ja'ahumul haqqu, until the truth, and here the truth will refer to the deen of Allah, the real and true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had come to them. Wa rasulun mubin, and the Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who was very clear about whatever the aspects of Tawheed was, he was very clear in his message about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that over the years, the generations, Allah looked after the people of Makkah Mukarramah. In many, many ways, Allah ta'ala sustained them. They became known as traders. They went to Syria. They went to Yemen. Allah safeguarded them on the way. Allah had put veneration in their hearts and honor in their hearts, in the hearts of people for them, so that people would have good regards for them. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after them right till the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them, walamma ja'ahum al-haqqu, and when the haqq, when the truth, the true deen of Allah had come down via our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qalu hadha sihrun, they said that this is all sorcery, this is all black magic, this is all witchcraft, this Quran also is witchcraft. Wa na'udhu billahi wa Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bewitched. Now how is it possible? Allah looked after them, but yet they had shunned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna bihi kafirun, and certainly we are disbelievers of the truth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat presents this argument of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then declares whatever they say with regards to their forefathers as null and void. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.